Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulies. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauley. It's July 19, 2007. And here's Jesus, temporarily featuring God. God, people are saying that you can't possibly be God, that you're showing a sense of humor that would be very unbecoming to God. People are saying we're making these things up. What do you say to that?
Really, Alora, I don't have a sense of humor. I'm the being that invented the skunk. I'm the one that invented the porcupine. Now, don't you think anyone that invented those creatures would have a sense of humor? I'm also the one that invented beans and then had the church socials have the Saturday night baked bean suppers. Now, if you don't think that was the work of a comedian, what would? I mean, really. Alora, with you and Demetrius, I can cut loose a little bit. I can relax a little bit. Other people that speak for me are stuck up and high up in the air and have too much importance for themselves and think that they're all there is in the world and nothing else. They make me appear to be something stuck up with my head in the sand and not aware of what is going on. Of course I can have a little fun. Of course I can have a few laughs. If I couldn't, I would go mad doing the things that I do. I have to have a little fun once in a while, or I would go completely insane. Yes, I have a sense of humor. I have to have a sense of humor. If God did not have a sense of humor, man would be in a lot of trouble.
Ha! The skunk's gone. Yeah, you're right, but I think the funniest part would be that you also invented the sense of smell.
As the porcupine would say, Alora, you sure got the point on that one, lady. You sure got the point on that one.
We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here. My good friend Demetrius has many talents, and many people consider him quite an artist. He has an art gallery on the internet where he shows many of his works, and I have even dabbled a little bit using his physical form and made a few artworks myself that I've displayed there. I'm sure you will enjoy it. The address is
voicesfromspirit.com/art/gallery.htm.
Do visit it when you have time.
We're back. God, people are also saying, in some matters, especially when you've been speaking to some of my friends, that you've been far too liberal. That if you were really God, you would be damning people for a lot of the things that they are doing today. Yet you are saying many times that there's nothing wrong with intimate relations between male and female, which many people consider evil. What's your answer on this?
Alora, let's face it. If I damned people for every little thing that some minister wanted me to damn them for, there would be nobody in the kingdom of God. I have to let some little things go. Yes, I would prefer that male and female not be intimate until they are married, but I have to realize that sometimes they're gonna slip, and some things are gonna happen, and as long as it leads to a permanent, lasting relationship, I'll let a few things go. It's only when these things get abusive and cruel and people are taking advantage of others that I crack down on them and say, hey, you're doing something wrong. There's gonna be a little slip here and there, and some things have to be forgiven or I would have no one in my kingdom. People are going to make little tiny mistakes. But when those mistakes get serious, when those mistakes get bad, when they're hurting people and taking advantage of people and abusing people, that's when I thunder, Alora. That's when I come down on them with everything I have. And I think people are quite aware of that. They know what's going to happen if they go too far.
Nowadays, God, people make a lot of little mistakes. And be careful with that thunder bit. People might get you confused with Zeus.
I thought Thor was the thunder god, Alora. I thought Zeus just threw the lightning bolts. But anyway, even if people mistake them for me, or me for them, whichever the case, it would still have the same effect anyway. The point would get across.
We'll be back again.